Good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome to the third Sunday of Lent. Do we have any parish notices to come forth at this time? And I think we do.
Morning, everybody. How's everybody today? I am here on a twofold mission. First of all, the PPR committee will be doing their annual evaluation on March 21st at 6:30 p.m. If you're on that committee, I'll be getting you a set of the evaluation forms, and we'll be meeting prior to the admin board meeting. The second thing I'm here for is the Village Ministry Center. If you got your bulletin today, you saw that there was an insert and an envelope. The Village Ministry Center was actually, it's an interdenominational group that was started by a couple of folks at Redeemer Lutheran, and they feel that they would like to have a presence actually in town. It is non-denominational, even though it was the brainchild of somebody from Redeemer. But they are looking for everybody's input. What they're looking to do is kind of have a coffee house ministries type center based around people's talents and skills. And if you're interested in more information, please contact Pastor Saylor or Amy Girardo at the information at the bottom of the sheet. And if you're interested in donating, you can either drop this into our donation plates, or you can go ahead and drop it by U.S. Bank. Thank you.
Thanks, Tom.
The 17th at 9:30 in the morning, 9:30 worship service, will be the Songsters. That's actually the Songsters this time. We were supposed to get them last year, but we weren't disappointed, were we, Keith? And I told Dwight, Dave Smith, who works as the booking agent. I said, hey, some year we want to get that group back. But it's the Songsters. It's going to be here the 17th, and I do want to get the word out, not just to invite you, but also there's going to be a sign-up sheet for all sorts of treats if you want to bring them. We'll need, obviously, the beverages and the meats and the salads, but it's strictly potluck. It's strictly, as you say, covered dish, Keith, right, with something in the dish. But we always have a great time with that. So it's going to be a wonderful time of fellowship. It's great to have this time of year, certainly during the season of Lent. And it's an evangelistic outreach. So we're going to get that out into the paper, and everybody's invited. March 17th, here in the sanctuary, 7:30 in the morning. Thank you.
Any other announcements? Choir practice this Wednesday. Choir practice this Wednesday, 6:15 to 7. Thank you, Tana, Megan, Pastor Lay, Mr. Bauer. Let us prepare our hearts for morning worship.
Thank you.
Please bow your heads for our opening prayer. God of grace and God of glory, pour out your Spirit upon all of us gathered here, that we may be washed in the Spirit of your love and fed with the bread of your teachings. Open our hearts that we may truly accept your abundant grace and steadfast love. As our souls reach to you in this time of worship, embrace us with your love. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. Come to the rivers of love.
Here our hearts shall sing with praise.
Come to the tree bearing the fruit of life.
Here our hungry souls are fed.
Come to the one who loves us.
Here our hearts find joy. Our spirits reside in the gift of love.
Come to the waters of grace.
Here our thirst is satisfied.
Let us join together in our opening hymn, God of Grace and God of Glory, number 577. the passing of the peace.
I'm going to invite the children to come forward for the children's moments. Jesus loves me, this I know. Good morning, children. I'm going to talk to you a little bit about food today. I'll show you how dated I am about food, though. My confession is I ask the Lord, because I go to the computer. A lot of times I'll print out, here's your picture, getting it ready. So I'll go to the computer, and I ask Laura, I said, honey, refresh my memory of the five basic food groups. Now, I want to ask any of the younger people, have you ever heard that? You ever heard that? See, because I guess I'm the old dog. It doesn't apply. I wasn't keeping up. It's called, it's my plate, is it called, Laura? My plate? It's a diagram now. Well, I'm going to show it to you. So, hey, this is a great chance for us all to, I better do my homework first. Okay, so here we go. You see what we got here? Can you see this? Anybody want to? Want to tell me if you like these? You ready? I'm going to go over it for you. You see a little diagram here. My plate. Fruits, vegetables, grains, protein, and dairy. All right. That sounds pretty good. And you know, moms and dads and your grandparents, they want you to have that. They want you to have the good food so that you will grow up healthy and strong. See, because they love you. They want you to have the right nutrition, and that's why they do that. But, got to tell you something, the Bible today, the word of the Lord comes through the prophet Isaiah. And he uses a sort of an example of food, like we have as human beings. But the Lord invites us to what sometimes we call the bread of heaven. The bread of heaven. He says in the scripture, he says, why spend your money on that which is not bread? Now, what he's talking about, the Lord is not talking about this type of bread. But he knows that we understand how good bread and how important bread is. What he's referring to as the bread is what we sometimes call the bread of heaven. Now, this is in the Old Testament, and look what happened. When Jesus came, on the night in which Jesus was betrayed, we call that the Lord's Supper, he took the bread and he broke it and he gave it to us. And he says, this is my body broken for you. He is the bread of heaven come down to earth. And again, he's not talking about literally the bread. He's just saying that his love for us is going to feed us just as importantly as the physical food, his love. And that love is never going to run out. You know, sometimes we run out of food. I told the story last week about a little girl that Mother Teresa was helping, and she was hungry. And that little girl, do you remember me telling about that? She gave her a little piece of bread, and the little girl would hardly eat it. And she said, well, eat it, honey. Eat it. You're hungry. And she says, I'm afraid that when this piece of bread is gone, I'm going to be hungry again. Do you remember that? The bread of heaven, the bread of the love of God, the love of Jesus for you is never going to end. It's never going to fail. It's never going to go away. Never going to go away. So God wants you to come to Him. And that good way that we can do that is through prayer. Let's do that right now. Let's make a circle here. Good looking circle. Yeah, that's fine, sweetheart. You're good. You're good right there. Heavenly Father, we do give you thanks again for your love feeds us in ways that give us abundant life and give us happiness and joy, Lord. And that bread of heaven's never going to run out. Your love is never going to end for us. So, Lord, may your love, may the bread of heaven fill our souls and our hearts and help us to go out and share that love of Jesus with others that they too can be fed. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you, children. Now, I've got a treat for you. I didn't see dessert on my plate. I didn't see dessert, Lorelei. But if you will forgive me, I've got dessert for you here. How about you take two suckers? Take it to you one, and remember, of course, you're going to get to enjoy the one, right? You will enjoy the one, and then you're going to share the other with somebody else. And when you're doing that, you're going to say, Jesus loves you. Now, I'm going to tell you, that sucker is sweet, right? It is. It's good. But the love of Jesus is much, much better. Much, much better. Good job, good job. Yeah, yeah, look around in there. Get the ones you want. Take a good look in there. There's a bunch of them. See, all different kinds. Did you want that one down there? You like that one? How's that? God bless you, children. Good for you. You may return to your pews, and Cole's going to help me today. Cole said he would help me today. All right, Cole, let me get you the microphone. There you go, young man. You check out this shirt. I love that, man. You know I'm a Cincinnati boy. Yeah, I love that. Now, if you're a visitor here today, we want to welcome you. Great hospitality awaits you. You have come on a wonderful Sunday. We have the Lord's Supper that we'll be observing in just a few moments. But we also want to invite you to participate in this portion of the service. Now, there's a visitor's card. If you want to take a moment, fill it out, put your phone number on it. When the ushers come by in a little while, drop that card into the offering plate, and the ushers always get those to me, and I'll get a call back to you. I'll phone you and see if you've got any questions, get you better acquainted. Right now, this is called the Joys and Concerns. And while I've got Cole up here with the microphone, if you have a joy, for instance, it could be a birthday or a wedding anniversary, it could be a testimony of how the Lord is feeding you, that bread of heaven, how it's giving you sustenance right now in this journey. You want to lift that witness. You raise your hand. Joys. Concerns. Maybe there's someone that you love that's very sick right now. You want to lift them up. Joys or concerns, raise your hands. Please keep them up so that Cole can see you. Keep your hand up high so he can see you. Joys or concerns, just raise your hands. See, when we're back, we almost had a concern. It was the preacher falling over. By the way, I like whoever placed this here. I really like that. I really like having that out front and center of the cross. Yes?
A couple months, I asked for a prayer for my nephew, Tyler Williams, who had cancer.
Karen. Yeah.
And as of right now, he has no signs of cancer. I wanted to give you the update because I want you to know how much your prayer means and helps to people.
Karen,
so
that's...
he's doing fine and no signs of cancer right now.
Can you raise the cheer? Can you raise the cheer? My goodness. Oh, God bless you, Karen. That's wonderful news. Yes, sir, Brother Warren.
I'm not a TV person at all, but I believe it's tonight at 8 o'clock on the History Channel, the Bible. I understand it's a outstanding production. I don't know, it's 1 or 2 hours in length, and it will be repeating, I believe. So all you folks that get the History Channel, I would encourage you to tune in at 8 o'clock tonight if you can.
Thanks for the heads up, Brother Reed. Yeah, those are wonderful. In fact, we mentioned about the Lord's Supper, and of course, the Monday Thursday, which comes from maudlin Thursday, the night of sorrows, the night of the betrayal of our Lord, which we recognize each time we have the Eucharist on Monday, Thursday, Holy Thursday, sometimes called. We sometimes will use one of those programs, won't we, Brother Reed, from the History Channel. They do a wonderful, wonderful job. They even get calls out to us pastors every now and then. Yes, they do. They get calls to alert us. And I missed that one, so I really appreciate that, Brother Warren. So that's tonight, then. Tonight on History Channel. Thank you, Warren. Any other sharings, joys, or concerns? Just keep your hand up high so that Cole can see you. Joys or concerns? Well, can we show and appreciate? Oh, the mission team. I'm sorry, Lord. Did you want to say something?
The mission team is also Jordan's head into New Orleans. They're going to be doing some mission work down there and playing with the Steel Drum Band, but both groups are going to be down there in that same area.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you, honey. Can we show an appreciation for Cole? Didn't he do a great job? Great job. Thank you, son. Thank you very much. Boy, outstanding. Outstanding. Greg's going to call on you again. That's wonderful. Wonderful. Now, before we go to the Lord, I know certainly everyone here, Lowell, is asking about Glenn, of course, and our prayers go out to Lowell and to Janet this morning, the whole family. He is home right now. He's had a lot of these abscesses, hadn't he, Shiv? A lot of abscesses. So, especially fortify your prayers for Brother Glenn, who's at home. Let's turn to the Lord now in silent prayer. As we reflect on a world hungry for God's love, let us be fruit-bearing trees flowering with kindness and compassion. As we remember those who thirst for forgiveness, let us be life-giving waters flowing with mercy and grace. As we remember our own parched souls, let us cling to God and God's people that we may find an oasis of steadfast love. Merciful God, full of grace, have mercy upon us and deepen our faith as we pray the prayer that the Savior himself has invited us to pray with him. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. And now I want to assure you, don't worry about me too much. I know I'm getting forgetful, but I'm very much aware that we just last month did fill my cup, Lord, for communion. However, with the prophecy of Isaiah this morning, you're about to find out why we must lift this up again. So we're going to sing this chorus through twice. Fill my cup, Lord. 641. Let's stand together. Thank you. Please be seated. And now, the word of the Lord. Ho, come, everyone who thirsts, come to the waters. And you who have no money, come, buy and eat. Come, buy wine and milk without money, without price. Why do you spend your money for that which is not bread, and your labor for that which does not satisfy, says the Lord? Listen carefully to me. Eat what is good. Delight yourselves in rich food. Incline your ear. Come to me. Listen so that you may live. And I will make you an everlasting covenant. My steadfast, sure love for David. See, I made him a witness to the peoples, a leader and commander for the peoples. See, you shall call nations that you do not know, and nations that do not know you shall run to you because of the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, for he has glorified you. Now seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake their way and the unrighteous their thoughts. Let them return to the Lord, that he may have mercy upon them, and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, says the Lord, nor are your ways my ways, says the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. May the blessing of the Holy Spirit be added to the Holy Word. Thank you, Keith. Thank you, Linda. Thank you, choir. What an incredibly appropriate anthem this morning. For this word of the Lord is as delivered by the prophet Isaiah. Just all the symbolism was there. Bread of heaven, the manna that fed the children in the Israel. God is that manna. Now, I have some bumper stickers. I tell you, I love these bumper stickers, and I know I'm not supposed to get so close to them, right? As a matter of fact, I'm going to jump ahead. This might pertain to me, Fritzy, because it says, if this sticker is getting smaller, the light is probably green. Yeah, I'm guilty there. I told you, Bob, I had some you and I'd like. Yeah, and then this one here, unfortunately, this touches a nerve. My mind works like lightning. One brilliant flash and it's gone. These are bumper stickers, right? If at first you do succeed, try not to look astonished. Yeah, amen. Amen. Now, a fool and his money, was it Franklin? Franklin wrote all those sayings as we, how's that go? A fool and his money are a girl's best friend. You ladies like that? Well, here's another one, guys. Guys are like this one. Driver carries no cash. He's married. We're not old people. We're recycled teenagers. Eternity, smoking or non-smoking. Ooh. And then there's some really nice ones here, tender ones. This one here, listen to this one. Be ye fishers of men, you catch him, he will clean them. Isn't that powerful? Yeah, that'd be a mission statement. And then my last one is the one that really got me thinking. That's why I even looked up the other ones, Keith. Because I saw this one at the Walmart parking lot just yesterday. Bumper sticker said, got Jesus? Got Jesus? What was the ad campaign? What was it for? Yell it out, Dave. Got milk? Remember that one? Got milk? Got Jesus? Now, I love that because of the imagery here of the prophet Isaiah. It just fits perfectly. Come, all you who are thirsty, come to the waters. You who have no money, come buy and eat. Come buy wine and milk without money at no cost. The Lord says, why spend money on that which is not bread, and your labors upon that which does not satisfy? Listen to me, says the Lord. Eat that which is good, and you will delight upon the richest fare. Incline your ear to me, listen to me, come to me, says the Lord, that you may live. Come, all who are thirsty, come to the waters. I want to start with a painful story. It's certainly a story that teaches a very harsh life's lesson. It's the ill-fated Franklin expedition. You historians are already way ahead of me, but in 1845, Sir John Franklin and 138 officers and men embarked from England on two large sailing vessels to find the Northwest Passage across the high Canadian Arctic to the Pacific Ocean. Each sailing vessel was also equipped with an auxiliary steam engine and a 12-day supply of coal for a journey in the Arctic projected to take 2 to 3 years. You didn't misunderstand, and I didn't have a stumble of the tongue. You heard it right. A projected journey of 2 to 3 years, the auxiliary steam engine ship, a 12-day supply of coal. 12-day. Instead of additional coal, each sailing vessel made room for a 1,200-volume library, an organ, Linda, that would play 50 tunes, much like today's player pianos, or I should say yesterday's player piano. This is 1845. China placed settings for the officers and all the crew members, cut glass goblets, and sterling silver flatware. The expedition made no preparation for additional clothing for the Arctic. They wore only the uniforms of Her Majesty's Navy, which proved to be a sad, sad mistake. The two vessels had no sooner entered into the Arctic waters when they became trapped by ice. Many of the crew members perished on board, as did Sir John Franklin. Other crew members embarked upon the ice and tried to make it to the Canadian mainland. They did not make it. They all perished, including two officers who had set out pulling a large sled. They managed to travel more than 65 miles across the treacherous ice with this heavy load in tow, and when the rescuers found them, care to guess what they were weighted down with? Care to guess what was on the sled? It was filled with the sterling silver flatware. Yeah, they gave their lives for a sled filled with silver knives and forks and spoons. Now, no matter what that sled filled with the sterling silver was worth, we'll all agree here in a more lucid moment, we'll all agree it surely wasn't worth their lives. And yet the prophets of the day warn us, as the prophet Isaiah of old, that we human beings continue to make painful mistakes. We continue as parents to sacrifice our children in pursuit of the almighty dollar. We spouses continue to neglect one another. We are all today capable of trading our health, our integrity, and yes, losing our souls in pursuit of things that simply do not satisfy. The great Walter Brueggemann, and I've shared this before with you, Fritzy, Walter Brueggemann, the Old Testament scholar, recently said that the culture today tells us we are all one gizmo away from nirvana. And it simply isn't true. Laura's giggling because you know me and gizmos. Don Johnson always gets tickled at me and gizmos, you know. But you know what? The novelty wears off, and where are you? You're hungering again, aren't you, Warren? You're hungering again. Things do not satisfy. And so the Lord says, why spend money on that which is not bread? And again, we're not talking physically here. We're talking about spirit, the bread of heaven. Why spend money on that which is not bread, and your labors upon that which does not truly satisfy? Come to me, says the Lord. Come to me and be fed with the bread of heaven, with the life waters of the Lord God. We were at Wendy's here just recently over in Van Wert. Have you all noticed that the Wendy's has kind of become the malt shop favorite place? Have any of you noticed the 50s tunes that are in there? Well, see, now, it took Jeff Blecker to sensitize me to the 50s tunes, because really, I was the late 60s, 70s. I was more 70s. And it took Jeff Blecker to get me to recognize all these 50s tunes. And we were in there, Margaret. And sure enough, Bobby Helms was singing over the radio of Wendy's, "You are my special angel." Fritzy, I told Laura, right, I looked up and I said, "Honey," I said, I remember Brian talking about old Bobby Helms. See, Reverend Exman and I, when we've gotten together, Keith, and I know my professor here in Linda can concur with this as well. Reverend Exman says to me all the time, he says, "Greg, let's face it, Brian Stewart had every bit the talent that any of the stars had. He had it, and that he did." And Bobby Helms recognized that in Brian. And Bobby Helms wanted Brian to work with him in Vegas. Now, you want to talk about things. You want to talk about a world that's going to get you to things. Huh? Vegas. Man, I'm telling you, he could have made money hand over hand in Vegas. But Brian Stewart turned it down. See, everybody knew him as a consummate artist, a great singer. But I knew him, my spiritual father, I knew as a great disciple of Jesus Christ. I knew of his love for Jesus and his love for Fritzy and the family. And as much as Bobby Helms wanted to bring him to Vegas with him, making part of the package, making part of the show, he turned him down for love of God, for love of family. He turned down riches for a greater wealth. A greater wealth, Fritzy. A greater wealth. Come to me. All you who are thirsty, come to me. Come to the waters, says the Lord. Come to me. Feed upon me, and you will delight in the richest of fare. Feed upon me, the bread of heaven, and it will not fail. Glenn Garris is just such an incredible witness to this old sinner. And I've told him. I was so concerned about him at the hospital the other day, Shiv, because they weren't able to really address the pain. And then, of course, you and Janet, I know you and the family have witnessed this pain surely at his bedside with the abscesses. And along with that, he told me, he said, Greg, I don't want to eat anything. So they were going to try to come up with something to kind of, you know, stimulate his appetite. Well, he may not have been eating earthly bread, but I'll tell you what, Shiv, the bread of heaven has not failed him. The bread of heaven feeds him. And I see that witness. I see that witness. And it encourages me. And it takes this old sinner. And it increases his faith when I see Glenn. The bread of heaven will not fail like the manna that sustained the children in the wilderness. The living waters will never run out. Never. The Lord will quench our thirst with living water, water in abundance, water for all. Started out with a sailing story. Now I want to close with one. Back in the days before the radio beacons, there was a ship that was sailing. It was foundered in a hurricane off of South America. And the crew members began to run out of precious drinking water. Well, of course, water's all around them, right? They're in the middle of the ocean. You know, but seasoned seamen, if you will, seasoned sailors know drinking salt water would be fatal. And so one by one, they died on board. Tragically, though they couldn't see it with the naked eye, tragically, unbeknownst to them, they had wandered into the region of the mouth of the mighty Amazon River, the largest river in all the world. The mouth of the Amazon is 90 miles wide. There is more fresh water flowing from the mouth of the mighty Amazon than the Yangtze, the Mississippi, the Nile rivers all combined. So much fresh water flows from the mouth of the mighty Amazon that its currents can be detected 200 miles out into the ocean. And lo and behold, unknown to these sailors, fresh water was all around them. All around them. Perished of thirst. Fresh water all around them. All they needed to do was reach down and drink all that they needed. Another life lesson. The living waters of the Lord all around us. Where will you go? Well, you will not find the spirit of your loving Lord, your Creator. No place. The Lord is everywhere, and the Lord will provide for every need. The Lord will feed you. The Lord will quench your thirst. The bread of heaven, on the night in which Jesus was betrayed, in the season of Lent, we remember. That night in which our sins betrayed him, Jesus received the bread. When he had given thanks, he broke it. He gave it to the disciples, saying, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you." Likewise, after supper, Jesus received the cup. And again, after he had given thanks, he gave it to the disciples, saying, "Drink all of this, for this is my blood of the new covenant, shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." We invite you to come forward, and let me hasten to add, we of the United Methodist denomination embrace what is simply called the Open Table Fellowship. God formed every child upon the face of his planet. All are invited to come to the waters. All you who thirst, come to the waters, says the Lord God. Come. The ushers will assist you. The form of communion is called intinction. You're going to find a basket of bread, which represents the body of the Savior. Take a piece of that bread, dip it into the cup, which represents the blood of our Savior, and then take and eat. And don't be nervous or afraid to come down here. The ushers will extend that hospitality. They're going to help you and assist you down here, and they'll help you back to your pew. But by all means, say yes. Say yes to the greatest love and be fed by this bread of heaven. I'm going to ask Stephen, Rick and Cindy, they'll come forward this time, and I'm going to ask Dave Bowen if he'll come forward. And Rick, thank you so much, too, for you and Cindy helping out this morning. Appreciate this. Linda, the body of Christ.
Thank you.
That will bring the living waters to others to quench their thirst. We want to be instruments to help to bring the bread of heaven to all. So at this time, the ushers will assist us as we serve the Lord through our tithes and our offerings. Let's pray together. God of abundant love, we thank you for your abundant gifts as we return a portion of those gifts back to you. Tend the roots of our lives that we may continue to bear much fruit. Tend the shoots of this church that we may be a forest filled with life-giving fruit and haven-like shade for a world hungering for your love and desperate for your protection. In gratitude, we pray. Amen. Thank you, Larry. Thank you, Larry. Now, before we have the before we begin this closing hymn, "Soldiers of Christ Arise," I also want to make sure that we lift up. We got a mission team out on the. Are they there yet, Margaret? Are they still out on the road?
They're on the road.
Yeah. Still on the road. All right. Well, you know what? We are too. We continue, don't we, in this journey of life. We're going to continue the road of mission. Right here is the pickle jar. If you're a visitor, during the closing hymn, if you wish, you can leave a change offering, a love offering. No amount's too small. And this goes for local needs. So we'll just invite you to come forward during the closing hymn, "Soldiers of Christ Arise." Let us sing together. Now may the love of God the Father, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the communion, the fellowship of the Holy Spirit, rest abide with us all, now and forever. Amen.